Chapter 20, Healing Belongs to Us. I have prayed and prayed and have received no benefit. I have had others pray for me, and my disease grows worse and worse. Can you do anything for me? Yes, I believe I can. Did you ever realize that healing belongs to you, that you need not pray for it? I never heard anything like that. It is true. Let me prove it to you. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. What does he say he did with our diseases? I don't know as I understand it. Surely, that is Christ, hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. You understand that, don't you? Yes. Do you understand that it pleased Jehovah to bruise him? He made him sick with our diseases. What does that mean to me? It means that these pains and afflictions you're suffering were laid on Jesus. Jesus actually bore them, just as he bore your sins. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. God actually laid your iniquities upon Jesus. Then you do not have to bear them. I never saw it like that before. You mean God actually laid my sickness upon him and made him sick with my diseases? Yes, that is what the word declares. He made him sin with your sins that you might be the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him sick with your diseases that you might be perfectly well in Christ. It is a gift. Healing is yours now as you thank him for it. God put your diseases on him. He bore them. He was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted with your diseases. Satan has no right to put on you what God put on Jesus. When your heart comes to know this, as you know other facts of life, you are through with sickness. You cannot be sick when you come to know this fact. Know it as you know that God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not lord it over you, is yours today. I like that translation. Sickness and pain are things of the past. For whom the Son sets free is free in reality. If he has set you free from sin, sin has no dominion over you. If he has set you free from disease, it must not lord it over you. If he has set you free from Satan, Satan has no dominion over you. If he has set you free from circumstances, circumstances cannot lord it over you any longer. How they have held sway over us in the past. Now we belong to a new order of things. We are the masters of circumstances, of demons, of diseases. Sin and demons have no dominion over us. The Son has set us free. In God's sight, we are free. In Jesus' sight, we are free. According to the Word, we are free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Hold fast to this confession. Make it your very own. Take your place. Act the part. Refuse to allow Satan to have anything to do with this body in which you live. Know ye not that your body is the temple, the home, the house of God? 1 Corinthians 6:15 through 20. It is God's place. You are the overseer living in it. You are to see that Satan does not trespass on God's property. How am I to keep him from it? Jesus said, in my name ye shall cast out demons. Jesus has given you the right to use his name. That name can break the power of disease, the power of the adversary. That name can stop disease and failure from reigning over you. There is no disease that has ever come to man which this name cannot destroy. Our confession is our faith speaking. Jesus and his name are one. That name and Jesus are one, just as your name is one with you. You do not have to make this liberty yours. All you have to do is to enjoy it and walk in the light of the Word. Make these facts your confession. You are to tell the world that by his stripes you are healed, that disease has lost its dominion, that it can no longer lord it over you. If we speak words of faith instead of words of doubt, we will be speaking God's language. Doubt words come from another source. You cannot talk sickness and disease and walk in health. You cannot tell folk about your disease and about your pains and moan over your troubles to get sympathy without losing your fellowship with him. When we tell our troubles to people, we lose our faith and sweet fellowship with the Father. We tell people our troubles to get their sympathy. We should cast our anxiety and troubles upon him, for he cares for us. When we talk about our weakness and failure and disease, we glorify the devil who gave them to us. We glorify doctors and lawyers by taking our trouble to them. They get paid for listening to people's troubles. That is the secret of their success, being good trouble listeners. Telling our troubles that are caused by Satan is a confession that Satan is the master and that he has gained the supremacy. It makes the troubles bigger. It makes the disease worse. It makes us feel worse. The real confession in our life should be of God's ability, His faithfulness, and that our troubles are being borne by Jesus, just as He bore our diseases and sins. Hold fast to your confession of what God is to you and what you are in Christ. Give up your confession of Satan's supremacy. You know that disease comes from the adversary, that lack of ability comes from the adversary. All our troubles are demon-made. If you are using demon-inspired words, don't expect to have the sweetest fellowship with heaven. It is the word of faith which we speak. Our lips are filled with the word of faith. Our hearts are singing the song of faith. John 6:47, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. It is the believer who possesses. I believe I have, then I rejoice in my possession. I enjoy my possession. Health is my possession. Success is my possession. I have plenty because He is my supply. He meets every need of mine according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I am not moaning and groaning. I am praising and rejoicing. Faith possesses. Faith's possessions are real, just as real as sense possessions. Spiritual things are as real as material things. 2 Corinthians 5:7, For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in the realm of God. We not only walk by faith, but we talk by faith. We have left the realm of the senses. When you learn to talk by faith, the dominion of disease is broken over you. But just as long as you walk by reason and you follow the suggestions of the senses, feeling, seeing, tasting, you are going to live and walk in the realm where disease will hold sway over your life and pain will hold carnival in your body. If you will learn to talk faith talk, you will be a victor. 1 John 5:4-5 should be known by every believer. It should be a part of your conscious knowledge that you can use day by day. For whatsoever is begotten of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Some things that are begotten of God, the new creation is begotten of God, righteousness is begotten of God, love is begotten of God, faith is begotten of God. These are the overcomers of the world. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe that? That means you are a victor. The believers are winners. Leave the lowlands of doubt and fear. Come out onto the highlands and walk in fellowship with him. Healing and victory are yours. Leave failure to the failures. We are walking with the power of God, fighting with the weapons of righteousness, both for attack and for defense. Nay, in all our fight, we are more than conquerors. Why? Because we are raised together with Christ. When Jesus arose from the dead, it was our victory over the enemy. Coney Bear's translation of Colossians 2:15 tells us, And he disarmed the principalities and powers, which fought against him, and he put them to open shame, leading them captive in the triumph of Christ. You remember that we were crucified with him, died with him, were buried with him, suffered with him, were justified with him, made alive with him. Then we met the enemy, and we conquered him in Christ. So Paul can say to us, Wherein also ye are made partakers of his righteousness through your faith in God, who raised him from the dead. And God raised Christ so that we might share in his life. We were made partakers in Christ's resurrection victory, Christ's resurrection life, and Christ's resurrection new creation. Of his fullness have all we received. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.